This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Today on the show, we'll hear a live studio performance from a 30-year-old jazz pianist. But first, let's talk about the movies. 2011 is just about finished, and I've seen a lot of this year's new films. So I got to thinking, what were the ones I really, really loved? I went through the entire list of 200-odd major American movies and was kind of shocked. If I were going to make a 10 best list, it'd be easy this year because by my reckoning, there weren't many more than 10 really good movies. Also, it turns out that 2011 had more sequels and spin-offs than any year ever. Of the 10 biggest box office movies, only one, Bridesmaids, was entirely original. So why so many mediocre movies and so many retreads? Maybe the financial crisis and recession are somehow responsible? I decided to call up an expert, Sharon Waxman, the editor-in-chief of The Wrap, a site covering the business of Hollywood.
I would agree with you that it's been a rather weak year for movies this year. I think what's going on is you're starting to see the impact of really big transformational change in the movie-making industry.
You mean that the DVD business is going away and people and streaming hasn't yet been accommodated by the studios? What else? Yeah. What are the other transformations going on?
That's exactly right, that the business model that the movie business has been built on for the past 10 years is crumbling because of the DVD business going away, as you say. The other thing, of course, has been that real pillar of the movie-going audience, those boys 12 to 24, are now very excited about playing video games and arguably are more excited about playing video games. And these video games have become really, really sophisticated.
If there's all this competition of movie-quality great television video games and the rest, and they're making fewer, that sounds like the it ought to be prodding better films, right?
Yeah, I think that's right. So I don't think that we can take this year with the lack of, you know, five movies you can reel off that you had totally loved as necessarily the model. And by the way, you can see that in what's going on in movie-going attendance, which is down.
Yeah.
So you've got the box office dollar figure is up, but that's largely because of the 3D movies that have flooded the marketplace.
For which I paid $17 last weekend.
Right, you and a lot of other
yes.
people. So you've got more expensive tickets, and that's pushed up the revenue, but movie attendance will be down this year.
I found a quote from Jeffrey Katzenberg, who runs DreamWorks Animation, of course, who said at a panel this summer, "It's arguably the worst and least creative work product in a decade or more. Some of it is market forces. There's a fear." What exactly do you think he means?
I think that he's saying what normally you don't hear movie moguls say.
yes.
In fact, by the way, Ron Meyer did the same thing the head of Universal said the other day, that his movies were so, and he actually singled out a couple of his own movies, although
Yikes.
I don't think he knew he was going to go be on the record. He was speaking at a college class, and it ended up all over the internet. But because of all that competition and all the noise out there, it will tend to make whoever's producing a movie more risk averse.
Yeah.
So that means that you're going to rely more on known brands. So the whole sequelitis thing about only making movies that are based on something that's already previously existing.
Which all of the top 10 movies this year except for Bridesmaids were.
Right. The truth is that anybody in the movie industry will tell you that you need a brand to start with to break through the clutter and get the consumer or the moviegoer's attention. So that's all the more reason why you're seeing Muppets come back, why you're seeing Smurfs come back. And those movies, they've done okay.
What will it take to move to the next phase? I mean, if they're still sort of living according to the paradigm of the last 30 years, what shifts that?
I think that's a really good question because you have the ability to make movies for next to nothing now.
Yeah.
There's this guy who's we're writing about now, who's this sort of hot property, who's been making 6-minute movies on YouTube for a number of years now, called Freddie Wong, and everybody's after him to make a feature film because he's like a Tarantino-esque kind of video game aged style director. So the creativity is going to come from the same places. It's going to come from the margins. And, you know, mind you, I do think that the studios did a good job of co-opting that generation who came up through the 90s and pulling them into the studio system. That's Chris Nolan, who made Inception. That's a wildly creative movie that came out last year, and it was extremely, extremely successful at the box office.
Right.
I think you've got a swirl of things going on, but I will agree with your conclusion that it's not a great year. And by the way, you can see that as we go into the Oscar season, because the race is wide open. There's no single film that people are pointing to and saying that's the consensus candidate. Everybody loved this film. If anything, the film that's kind of got the heat is this completely obscure film made by a French director that nobody's ever heard of. It's in black and white. It's a silent film. And that's the movie that has people excited.
The Artist.
Yes, The Artist.
Really? So that this weirdly silent movie about set in the 1920s about the movie business actually has a chance to be named Best Picture in the Academy Awards?
In this year, I think any movie has a chance because it's such a weak field. But I think that one probably is the one to watch.
Huh. Sharon Waxman, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Sharon Waxman is the founder and editor-in-chief of The Wrap. And we'd like to know what you think about the movies of 2011. For instance, what was the most overrated movie of the year? Win-Win? Hugo? How about the most underrated? My two nominations, Our Idiot Brother and Margin Call. Tell us what you think at studio360.org.